This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. National Examination Board publishes results of Secondary Education Examination, SEE. 61.81% students graded in the exam. All preparations for Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli's official visit to Spain complete. Nepal to advocate and raise voice of least developed and small island nations. Health Minister Pradeep Poddal pledges Nepal's commitment to improving digital health in UN regional ministerial meeting in Bangkok. And UN and China signed trade agreement amid efforts to end trade war. Now the news in detail. The National Examination Board has published the results of the Secondary Education Examination, SEE, today. The board in a press conference published the results this evening. 61.81% students have been graded in the exam. This year's SEE was conducted from the 20th of March. A total of 499,183 students had participated in the exam, including 431,466 for regular category and 67,715 for great increment. All preparations have been completed for Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli's official visit to Spain beginning tomorrow. Prime Minister Oli is set to pay the official visit at the friendly invitation of United Nations General Secretary Antonio Guterres and Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez to participate in the 4th International Conference on Financing for the Development. The conference is scheduled to be held in Seville of Spain from the 30th of June to the 3rd of July. Leaders of governments from around the world, global and regional organizations, financial and trade institutions, business people, civil society and the representatives of the United Nations system will participate in the conference. At the event, Nepal will advocate for raising the voice of least developed small and island nations. The conference will also discuss the implementation of investment commitments made by these countries for poor and island nations. Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesperson Luke Bahadur Poddal Chhetri said that the conference will focus on the challenges of immediate and long-term assistance and investment necessary for sustainable development by improving the global financing structure. During the meeting visit, Prime Minister Oli would deliver a statement at the conference. The Prime Minister similarly would pay courtesy call on Spain's King Philip II and his Spanish counterpart Sanchez, as well as would hold sideline meetings with leaders of other countries of the world. Prime Minister Oli is leaving for Madrid via Qatar on Saturday evening to participate in the conference. The Prime Minister will return home on the 4th of July. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzurana Diuba has left for Italy today to participate in the 44th session of the Food and Agriculture Organization FAO conference being held in Rome from the 28th of June to the 4th of July. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Minister Rana is scheduled to address the main session as well as other high-level events at the FAO conference. Nepali Ambassador to Austria and Permanent Representative of Nepal to the FAO, Bharat Kumar Ragmi, and officials from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development are in Foreign Minister Rana-led delegation. Following the conference, Foreign Affairs Minister Rana is also scheduled to participate in the programs organized by the Investment Board of Nepal in Milan, as well as in Hamburg and Berlin of Germany. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Rana will return home on the 13th of July. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Poddal has informed the global community about the efforts being made in Nepal's digital health sector. Addressing the United Nations Regional Ministerial Meeting in Bangkok of Thailand today, Minister Poddal expressed his commitment that Nepal has already made policy decisions to start efforts for the integration of scattered health statistics of the citizens. Health Minister also discussed technical challenges in digital system transformation. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has stated that the district headquarters of Humla will be connected to the national road network in some days. In a Facebook post today, Prime Minister Oli said that SIMCOT will be linked to the national road network in some days, adding that the long wait for 26 years for the road network is being fulfilled soon. Prime Minister Oli also added that the construction of this road, Nepal, will be linked to the neighboring country China via Hilsa Point. Humla is the only district remain to be linked to the national road network. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
नेपाल टेलिकमको इन्टरनेशनल रोमिङ सेवा सुचारू गर्न #14#7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकमको एपबाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The government has directed the bodies concerned to clear around 3 billion rupees due of dairy farmers till the end of the current fiscal year. The Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development held discussions with the Nepal Dairy Association and Umbrella Organization of Dairy Industries today and issued directive to clear the dues immediately. Dairy farmers have been facing problems after they did not get their payment of milk sold to different dairy industries operated from private sector since long. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Kharga and China's Administrator of National Energy Administration Wang Hongji held a meeting today. They held the meeting during the Energy Ministerial Meeting of Member States of Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO organized at Ningbo City of Zhejiang Province in China. They discussed the various issues, including the long-term friendly relations between Nepal and China, mutual trust and further strengthening cooperation in energy sector. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump says U.S. and China have signed a trade agreement amid efforts to end trade war between the world's biggest economies. During an event at the White House late on Thursday, Trump said they had just signed with China the other day without providing further details. Al Jazeera cited a White House official as saying that the administration and China agreed to an additional understanding for a framework to implement the Geneva Agreement. China also confirmed the details of the agreement on Friday, saying that it would approve the export application of controlled items in accordance with the law, but did not mention rare earths. Iran's foreign minister has admitted that the excessive and serious damage was done to the country's nuclear sites in the recent U.S. and Israeli bombings. The BBC cited Abbas Araghchi as telling to the state broadcaster on Thursday evening that an assessment of the damage is being carried out by the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran. But just hours earlier, Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said that the strikes did not disrupt the country's nuclear program. Khamenei was responding to U.S. President Donald Trump's assertion that the bombs had totally obliterated 3 nuclear sites. Similarly, Foreign Affairs Minister also said that there were no plans to resume nuclear talks with the U.S. Iran cancelled a scheduled 6th round of talks when Israel began its attacks. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kusi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudhapashim provinces and at a few places in the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy to very heavy rainfall at a few places of Kusi, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudhapashim provinces. There is also a possibility of light to moderate snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. National Examination Board publishes results of Secondary Education Examination SEE. 61.81% students graded in the exam. All preparations for Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli's official visit to Spain complete. Nepal to advocate and raise voice of least developed and small island nations. Health Minister Pradeep Podyal praises Nepal's commitment to improving digital health in UN regional ministerial meeting in Bangkok. And US and China sign trade agreements amid efforts to end trade war. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website, www.radionepalonline.com, for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.